Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, yeah. Get ready. Strap. Put your seatbelt on. Strap yourself in. There'll be something that's said this morning, I'm sure, that won't make people happy. I don't know what it's going to be, but there's always something. It is a great day because it's Saturday morning, so we're into the weekend. It is a great day for myself and anybody that's here at the Borgata because it's a terrific place to be, as I realize that every Friday when I come down and every Saturday when I do the show and the people here. It's a nice day for people. There's an event that Michael Simon's putting on, the chef. One of the fine, fine chefs here at the Borgata. So he's got an event at his restaurant. He's a big Cleveland Browns fan, so he is kind of in sadness for parts of this season as well. But other than that, we got some things that we have to discuss today. And on the top of the list, because I am so, so tired of talking about Ben Simmons. I am tired. I am exhausted. I'm not exhausted. That's the wrong word. Because it's so easy to rip what is a mediocre player. And you can say what you want. He's a mediocre player. When you really break it down to his skills in the NBA, he's mediocre. Tired of all this nonsense from him and that stone cold fraud of a general manager, president and whatever he is, Daryl Morey, holding on. Because he's stubborn. So, other than that, but let's get to the most important thing. I don't think this game tomorrow for the Eagles is as big as last week's game. And I'll tell you why. If they lost last week, if you wanted to talk about the playoffs, you were delusional. Because it would have been such a long road to try to make the playoffs. Now, I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs, but they have a chance. And honestly, even if they lose tomorrow, I still think they have a decent chance. Decent. They only have a decent chance now before they play the game. The tough part about this game, when you look at New Orleans and say, well, there's no Alvin Kamara tomorrow. He's been ruled out. I don't think Miles Sanders is going to dress. Are going to be taken off the injured reserve list. They've kind of been dancing around that all week because there's no reason to do that right now. And I think they have to do it today if they're going to do anything. But that doesn't change what the Eagles can or can't do. And I think Miles Sanders is a very, very good back. But if the Eagles lose, their schedule is so easy. It's not so easy. It's easier than most of the other schedules of the teams fighting for the playoffs. Atlanta's done, so we know they're out. But in the case of New Orleans, if they lose tomorrow, their schedule is so tough, I don't think they have a chance. I don't think they have a prayer for the playoffs. So it is a really big game. And I know they got Simeon as the quarterback, and there's no Alvin Kamara. I think it's a really tough game. But if the Eagles lose, like I said, you look at their schedule. They got after this, they have the Giants, the Jets, two teams that suck, a bye week, and then I think they play Washington in Philadelphia, and Washington's not that good this year. So you go right down. They could be right back in it. Now, you don't look at this game and say, well, we can lose and still be okay. No, it's just you never look at it like that. It's round 11, right? It's round 11, according to the head coach, Nick Sirianni. It's round 11. It's interesting how this team has changed. I know everybody wanted them to run the football, but nobody expected they'd have this much success running the football. The offensive line, too, I think most people's surprise, is playing really great with still two of their starters from the beginning of the season out. Brandon Brooks, who's an all-pro, has he played at all? I don't even know if he played a game. Did he play one game or two games, maybe? He might have played two games. But they're missing two starters on the offensive line, and they're playing great. And here's the other thing. Jalen Hurts, as a quarterback, has become a game manager. He's really not one of those guys that can, you'd say, all right, we're really going to need to pass the ball today. That's not what he is, and we can see the transformation. And it's better for him, because I don't think you want him to be put in that situation. I don't think New Orleans is going to let him run. Like some teams, they don't let him run, but they don't defend it well enough. I don't think they're going to let that happen, because they let that happen last year when it was Jalen Hurts' first game in the NFL. It's interesting. I knew he was going to be his first game, and that week I said the Eagles are going to win the game against New Orleans. It was their third straight road game, but they played awful. And they can't play that bad, even though they don't. And they didn't have Drew Brees last year either. Taysom Hill was the quarterback. This is a tougher game than people think. And I know the line's going up. It went up because there's no Alvin Kamara, which, like, what are they going to do on offense? He's so effective for what they do. But we'll see. It's just a tough game, and we'll see how people look at it. And the transformation of Jalen Hurts, your thoughts on that? And he really has transformed into a different type of quarterback. I never thought of Jalen Hurts as a game manager. And that's what he is. Because he's not asked to do too much now. Now, if they don't run the football tomorrow, then you put him back in a situation that I don't think he's ready for yet. He's gotten better, and there's no question last week the first half was his best half of football in the NFL. No question about that. I didn't realize it, but they didn't have to pass the ball. He only threw three passes in the second half, and one of them was to the other team. Wow, I didn't think about that. So we can talk about that. Your thoughts on, you know, I know this week people have talked about Jalen Hurts and their thoughts on Jalen Hurts. They're talked about the playoffs and your thoughts on the playoffs. Because most teams in the NFC are really not that strong. If Seattle loses tomorrow, they're done. So they're out of the mix. There's other teams. Atlanta now has been eliminated with that embarrassment that they had. The Patriots, everybody's getting all cranked up about the Patriots and Bill Belichick. They're a nice team. But Mac Jones, what did he throw? What do you have, 9 completions in that game, something like that? I mean, it was a joke. It's just because they don't have to. Matt Ryan was terrible. The Falcons were terrible. The Patriots only scored one touchdown on offense. It was a joke. But Atlanta's done. So you have all these teams that are pretty much, we'll run down the teams that are pretty much not out of it, but for all intents and purposes, they're out of it. So we can talk about that this morning. We can also talk about, and the Sixers played the other night against Denver. I completely forgot about the game. It's like, who cares? I know they beat Denver, which is irrelevant, because Denver obviously didn't show up. There's no way the Sixers can beat them if Denver shows up. There's just no way. So don't, the Sixers shouldn't fall all over themselves that they're all that great because they beat Denver. And Embiid will not play in Portland tomorrow. Oh, is that tonight or tomorrow? It might be tonight. He will not play. Thibault is questionable. But Embiid, I wonder whether Embiid actually got the vaccination. Because he got the virus so bad. If you've got the vaccine, you don't have the virus. You shouldn't be that in that much, struggle that much through the virus. But nobody said officially. People say, oh, yeah, he's gotten the virus. Well, the Sixers haven't said it. I don't think Embiid hasn't spoken, but that should be a question that he's asked. Now, it doesn't make any difference, but he still should be asked. Yeah, the Sixers play tonight, 6-point underdogs against Portland. Portland has just been so-so this year, too. So, but here's my point. The only reason I bring up the Sixers. Does anybody really care about the Sixers right now? Does anybody really care? I mean, the Simmons thing is a complete farce. It's a complete farce. And I'm going to tell you why, coming up in the show, why I don't think that Ben Simmons will play 1 second with the Sixers. And I'm going to tell you why not only will he not play 1 second, he will be here the whole year. I believe he will be with the Sixers the whole year and not play a second. And I'll tell you why coming up. But I don't know that people really care about the Sixers. The Sixers, the Simmons situation is a farce. You know, he won't practice with his team, yet he'll scrimmage with St. Joe's. So if he has, as his agent said, he's got mental illness. Simmons didn't say that, but his agent did, which we know is a complete fraud and a complete farce and a total lie. And I don't want to hear people say, well, you don't know whether he's got a mental illness. Well, how can he practice with a college team and not practice with his teammates? Just answer that question for me. It's just ridiculous. But now he can't practice with St. Joe's because it's a possible violation of NCAA rules, which I pointed out the other day. So that party's over. People have pickup games at the YMCA. If you let me know on Twitter, we'll tag Ben Simmons so he can play in a pickup game in a YMCA because he won't play with his teammates. So we could talk about that this morning. The Bryce Harper MVP, I think he's the player of the year. I thought Austin Riley, and I've been consistent with that, was the MVP. But Bryce Harper had a great year. There's no question he had a great year. It's really two different awards, player of the year and the MVP. But the writers nowadays are, the writers voting is a complete farce. It's a joke, some of these writers, and the way they vote. For both, for the awards they vote for the Cy Young. But I don't believe Zach Wheeler was the Cy Young Award winner. I don't think he should have been any better than fourth when you look at the pitchers out there. But he had a terrific year, too. But he was really good. But here's my point. Phillies have an MVP in Bryce Harper. That's the award says. They have a Cy Young Award candidate. And, you know, he was finished second. I think he was no better than fourth. But whatever, he still was in the... really strong in the discussion for the Cy Young. And the Phillies only won two. They were only two games over 500. How much does the rest of the team suck? Think about that. How much does the rest of the team suck if you have two players like that and you're still only two games over 500? And I don't want to hear all this nonsense. They were in it to win the division with 3 days left in the season. Yeah, and they got swept by Atlanta. It shows you how good they are when Atlanta got it together. And Atlanta started playing well in September. Atlanta is so much better than the Phillies. I don't even think it's close. The Phillies have to do a lot in the offseason, and you can't just go out and sign free agents. Can't do that. Bryce Harper said that. You can't do that. You have to develop players within your system. And their players in their system aren't ready yet. All right, let me give you the numbers, and then I'll give you the question this morning to win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. The question this morning, and by the way, next week we'll have two gift certificates from two different places. DeBruno Brothers, as always, they are a staple on this show with the $100 gift certificate. And Joseph Anthony, the fine retreat salon and spa, really fine. We'll have gift certificates from them next week. But today, the gift certificate for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers, and you can check everything out at DeBruno.com, whether it's their fine catering for the holidays, whether it's their gift packages, whether it's what you do and what you get in the stores, whatever it is, you can't miss with DeBruno Brothers. Can't miss. And they had unbelievable demand. They've had unbelievable demand for their catering on Thanksgiving, as they do for all the holidays, and as they do for business functions and everything else. They are really, really, really good. I've experienced it, so I know. All right, here is the question. And you would think it's pretty easy, but it won't be pretty easy because we have two millennials here that make the choice, Bill Matz and Kyle Quinn. So we'll go back. I always set the standard of 25 years. But these guys don't even, they can't go back 25 years. So whatever, but you know, I might have something to say about it today, because there's going to be a lot, there's going to be a lot of good answers, I'm sure. All right, in honor of Bryce Harper winning the award, Ohtani winning the award in the American League, Ohtani's had an unbelievable, to be a pitcher and have an ERA of just over 3, hit 40 some home runs. It's Babe Ruth like. It's just unbelievable. That is one of the great. So I'm going to take him out of the mix because he'd have to be in strong consideration. The best single season performance in any sport. The best single season performance by a player in any sport, professional. I don't want to get into college. Best single season performance. All right, that's your question for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. And if you don't win, you can still go to DeBruno Brothers and check them out. I know when I'm downtown, ready to go on the air at the station, I'll walk downtown and I'll stop into their Rittenhouse location on Chestnut Street. And I stop in pretty much all their locations. Everything they do is sensational. All right, so you got the question. You got the numbers, 215-592-9494. And I will get to the phones immediately, after we take a short break. WIP, and I'm going to tell you why I think Ben Simmons will be here the whole year and not play a second. WIP Sports Time is now 8:18.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.